I want to greet all of you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll ask you to take your seats for a while. Today I'll try my level best to keep time. If I fail to do that, I believe you will understand and forbear with the brother. I've stood here before the church when I was a young man. But I was not preaching. I was translating. I stood here again as a father. I was also interpreting. And I stood here as the father of many children. Preaching this time around. Today I am standing before you as a grandfather to a grandchild. So time is moving quite fast.
Ndini ndakava jaya rakatanga rakabudirira pakuturikira radziswa namukoma na brother Tutani.
I was the first single guy to translate, first student taught by brother G. Tutani.
Mugore ra 1988.
In the year 1988.
Ndokubva zvangoenda zvakada.
And things proceeded just like that.
Nokuti brother Tutani vaiva kushanda zvakasimba.
Because brother Tutani was putting in a lot of work hours.
Saka vakada kuwana anovabatsira.
So he needed some relief.
Saka ndinonga vazhinji venyu vamwe vachiri pano vachiri kurangarira mazuva iwayo.
I believe some of you that are here remember those days.
I think ndaindi jaya rakanaka kwazvo.
I was a good single guy.
Because God bless you, brother. Apa pana apa pangounzwa munhu wemanga manga pano.
So this is not a cheap place.
Pano vekwa munhu kana pachiunzwa munhu kuzeta basa ramwari pano.
When you come here to do the work of the Lord, there is a bit of vetting that goes on.
Especially kana uri single.
Nyanyanyanya kana uri jaya.
Right, tozvipedza zvakatombosiya zvakadaro.
We will keep it like that.
Zuva rine iri ndozuva, in fact, ndokutanga kumira pano pandaita. So,
this is the first time for me to stand here since the departing of the servant of the Lord. As he was a brother that I used to work closely with, he was my pastor,
my brother in Christ,
he was my elder brother.
He was my father also.
Vangavari baba vangu zvikare.
And my father-in-law.
Vangavari tezvara vangu zvikare.
Ungafushamisa zvingaitike sei?
Then you can wonder how can that be possible?
Nokuti kana munhu ari pastor vana vese vanenge vari vana vake.
Because if somebody is a pastor, it means all the children are his.
Uyezve mwariwo zvakare tese zvinonzi onorora mukunda wamwari asi uri mwana wamwari.
Then, just as it is to the Lord, he says you must marry a daughter of God, but you yourself are a son of God.
Pane imwe nyaya which has left my a mark in my life.
Pane nyaya yakaisa munembo mukati meupenyu hwangu.
Muswa 31 December 2017.
On the 31st of December 2017.
Vakandifonera.
He gave me a call.
Zvikanzi brother Nyakudya muri kupindira chechi kupi nhasi.
And he asked brother Nyakudya, where are you attending service at today?
Ndakati ah, indirikuenda kwangu kuri indirikuenda kuringa makamuchida kundipa basa here.
And I said, pastor, I'm going to Ringa to my usual workplace or work site. Do you want to give me a task?
Ndakati haizvozozoona pamberi apa.
Says we will see something to do about that in the coming time.
Saka munhu wese kumba kwedu akatanga kungopepuka pepuka because kana vataura anything to do with him zvai excite everyone in the place.
Now vanhu vekumba kwedu vese vakatanga kungobatikana vaiziva kuti vakataura chinhu chekuita navo pane zvazvaiita.
Saka munhu wese wanga undivhunza ndipasta wafona here.
So people were asking me, is it the pastor who's called?
Ndakati ndiwe wafona.
I said it's him.
And somebody ndobva awana courage yekuya pamberi pangu.
Somebody got the courage to come before me.
Zvikanzi imi madi kutuma mumwe munhu kuringa maenda ku Eastleigh.
And he said, why don't you send somebody to Ringa and you go to Eastleigh? I said, I want to go to Ringa.
Saka ndokubva ipapo zvaitika ndezvizvizvo mudzimai wangu aingotora achibudaburisa chimwe chingwa checommunion ha tikati kuiti red one uburisa wozodzorera ubika chimwe tikati ah rekedzai munhu aiti zvaanonzwa.
My wife was busy making some communion bread, saying this is fine, and she says no, and she makes another trench of bread just like that.
Saka ndobva tazoenda zvedu kwa mazarudoka.
And we left towards the going down of the sun.
Saka ndobva taenda pambudzi.
We went to the roundabout there.
Ini ndaipenika chiti ndanonoka.
I was panicking, saying I am late, I'm behind time.
Saka pambudzi apa ndobva ndaona imwe kuti vataona imwe motikari yaenda kwa Gutu.
And then we found a car that was headed to Gutu.
Ye Camry.
It was a Camry.
Ndobva tapinda zvedu amanga manheru.
We went inside, it was evening time now.
Ndokufamba takufamba tichienda.
And we traveled as we were traveling.
Tashika panzvimbo inonzi Corona kunonzi kwaMutendi.
As we got to Corona, Mutendi, the place.
Pamberi apa ndizive kuti murume uyu akaona here kunge mota yakanga yakamira iri pamberi pake.
I don't know if this driver noticed as if there was another car that was in front of him.
Yakanga iripo but kuti akanyatsojudge here kuti iri mugwagwa here kana kuti haisi mugwagwa. Iye akaona kunge iri mugwagwa.
Now this man felt like or thought that the car was in the lane inside in the highway.
Saka ndokubva roverera my emergency.
And he stamped emergency brakes.
Mota ndokubva yabuda musango ichienda yakadai.
And the car veered off the road into the bush.
Ikazonomira pamafenzi padyo neplaza.
And it was able to come to a standstill in the fences of the plots in the road.
Ipapo.
Right then.
Ndokubva tadzokera zvedu muroad.
We went back in the road.
Ndokubva taenda zvedu.
And we continued going.
Hongu ndirogona kuti takava zvedu nenguva yakanaka. Zvechikwadi Mwari akatiropafadza kuti tikava necommunion yakanaka.
I can see we had a good time and God blessed us and we had good communion.
Asi ndakazodzokera kumuprofita zvakare.
But I went back to the prophet again.
Profita pane nguva paitwa mama meetings.
There was a time when there were meetings going on.
Asi Mwari vaiti hongu ndichairopafadza asi hazvizvo zvangachidi.
Then God said, yes, I'm going to bless this meeting, but this is not my perfect will. So that's how I perceived the communion we had in Ringa.
Now
I believe that the Holy Spirit was prophesying in the form of pastor Chen.
Because you know, he knew very well kuti ndinenge ndiri kuringa on ndakapedzisira pano kuita New Year's Eve kuno kare kare.
He knew that I'd been Ringa because I last attended the New Year's Eve meeting here a long time ago.
But how come he was actually phoning me and requesting me?
Because see, zvino nguva iyi vanga vari kuzondifonera vachindikumbira.
I just believe that the Holy Spirit was prophesying in him.
Ndinongotenda kuti Mweya Mutsvene waiprofita uri mavari.
Saying, Brother Nyakudya, come and preach for me for the last time.
Vachiti Brother Nyakudya, uyai mundiparidzire kekupedzisira.
That is how I believe it myself.
Ndo matendero andinozviita.
I also went through such difficult times myself.
Ini ndakapfuura munguva dzakaomarara kudai zvekare.
My father passed away when I was just doing form 2.
Baba vangu vakashaika ndichiri kuita form 2.
Ndobva tasara newe anoimba Be of Good Courage ndiye watakasara naye uya.
And then we were left with him that would sing Be of Good Courage.
My mother, amai vangu.
Amai.
Ndobva takasara navo.
We were left with mama.
Ende yakanga iri Be of Good Courage zveshuwa.
Of a truth, it was Be of a Good Courage.
Inini ndini first born.
I am the first born of the family.
Kumashure wekutese, we are 7 of us.
Now there are 7 children in total.
Saka yaitotaura pamwe chete ivo hapana wati akunamata.
Then nobody was a believer yet.
Saka yaitova Be of Good Courage physically and spiritually also.
Shinga pamweya zvese nepanyama.
Ivo ndovakazova Joshua wedu.
She became our Joshua.
Ndovakazotiyambutsa kubva kuhuduku kuenda kumaturity.
He's the one that made us cross the bridge from being the young ones to maturity.
Baba vangu vakafa cruel death.
Baba vangu vakafa rufu runorwadza.
Vakafira vari mumaoko maamai vangu.
He died right in the arms of mama.
Zvokuti dai ari mazuva ano vangadai amai vangu vakatoiswa kunotreatwa trauma.
If it were these days, she would have gone for some trauma treatment. I will not explain how exactly he went on to be.
But what I can just say was that 2 + 2, 1 + 1. Chandongotaura chete ndechekuti vanhu vemusangano ZANU-PF ndovakazovaka guva varo. During his hero's time, vaimboya vachitsvaira. So it is a 2 + 2 and everything.
Now, see, the liberation people are the ones that build up his gravesite, and they would come and look after the gravesite. Now you can put 2 and 2 together and come up with an answer.
So the same situation here. It was difficult.
Now houses were burnt down.
Property ikapiswa.
Property was burnt.
Takangova vanhu vari kumberereka nenyika.
We just became people that were going to and fro on the earth.
So that situation, brother, yakoma.
Now that's a very difficult situation.
So a taste of such.
Saka ini ndakava nechitiko chakadai kana kuti ndakarayira upenyu hwakadaro.
Maybe sorry to take your time.
Ndine urombo kutora nguva yenyu zvino.
But I think maybe it was necessary for me to say that.
Ndakofunga kuti zvakakodzera kuti nditaure izvi.
Okay, you're right. So that you know what I'm actually, what I came through.
Kuti muzive zvandakapinda nawo nazvo.
So let's just maybe sing a song. Then we'll get into the word of God.
Topinda mushoko raMwari.
I believe tonight much maybe on these expressions.
Ndinotenda manero ano kuti zvakawanda zvacho zvinogona kuva muzvitaurwa.
And maybe I'm just coming here, so maybe this I'll come later and preach maybe.
Amen. Amen.
Every Wednesday,
I'll be sitting at the back there.
Friday, yes.
Every Friday,
I'll
be sitting at the back there.
Sunday.
On Sunday,
you
will see me no more. So this is how things stand.
So are do o mono penya o pasoro o ha asemweya o May we all bow our heads and pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we'd like to appreciate you tonight. We thank you, Almighty Savior. We have gathered once again tonight, Lord, so that we open our hearts before thee. And you speak your will to us tonight. Here we avail ourselves, Almighty Jehovah, that we have your own way. Because we have got your own plan about us. Come, Savior, tonight. Bless them waiting hearts. Oh, God, thou art God and there is no other God. Lord Jesus, hear your people whom you purchased at Calvary. The precious blood that was shed at Calvary. God's own blood that was shed at Calvary. Oh, merciful Jehovah, to buy such bride. Oh, God, have your own way among us tonight. Speak, my Lord, and thy servants shall hear. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, so grant it. Amen. Manirano, tivure ma Bible edu.
We can open our Bibles.
Tudavure vakorinde vechipiri.
We want to turn to 2 Corinthians.
Chitsauko 6.
Chapter 6.
Tichaverenga kubva verse 7.
We're going to read from verse 7.
Kusvika pa 10.
To verse 10.
Tichazoenda zvakare kuna Genesis 14.
And we'll turn to Genesis 14.
Verse 18 kusvika 19.
Verse 18 to 19.
Saka, let's read. Toverenga Bible redu.
Let's read our Bible.
By the word from verse 7.
Verse 7.
By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the arm of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left.
Pashokora zvokwadi, pasimba, ramwari, nenumbi, zokurwa, zokururama, kurujri, nokuruboshwe.
By honor and dishonor.
Nokukudzwa nokusakudzwa.
By evil report and good report.
Neguhura kaipa kana neguhura kanaka.
As deceivers and yet true.
Seva nyengeri asi tiri vezvokwadi hedu.
As unknown yet well known.
Seva singazivikani asi tichizivikanwa hedu zvikuru.
As dying and behold we live.
Seva nofa asi tarira tiri vapenyu.
As chosen and not killed.
Seva norobwa asi tisingaurawi.
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
Seva nochema asi tichigara tichifara.
As poor yet making many rich.
Savarombo asi tichifumisa vazhinji.
As having nothing and yet possessing all things.
Sava sina chinhu asi tinazvo zvose.
Genesis 14.
Genesis 14.
Okay, we are going to read from verse 18.
Tichaverenga kubva pandima 18.
And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God.
Melchizedek, mambo esarem, akawaya nechingwa newine. Iye wakanga ari mupresita waMwari wokumusoro kudenga.
And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth.
Akamuropafadza akati, Abraham ngaaropafadzwe naMwari wokudenga denga.
God
bless you. You may take your seat.
Manirano.
Tonight, we want to share on a subject. In English, I have put it thus.
We possess all things.
Isu tiri varidzi vezvinhu zvose.
Ndonyaya yatiri kuda kurangaridzana manheru ano.
That is the subject we want to remind one another about.
Kuti tisu varidzi vezvese.
That we are the possessors of all things.
Chauya ngati uye hacho.
Whatever comes, let it come.
Asiri varidzi vezvese vari pano.
But the possessors of all things are here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mazuva apura.
In the past few days or past,
tichibvira mumashure
as we were coming in I'd say July, there are things that will come, that were happening, hot things. And on the 30th of July, it got to a peak. It was turbulent times. Until they were caught that sat down. And people sat down. There was an issue. Who is the owner or the leader of the country? But I want to tell you tonight.
I want to declare tonight.
The owners are here.
The owners are
here. The owners are
here.
Why am I saying it that way?
The Bible has stated it. We possess all things. Then is Zimbabwe excluded?
Ko Zimbabwe haisi chinhu chezvinhu zvese here izvi.
Inenge yakupiwa kana yaitwa excluded.
Where would it be if it's taken out of that bracket?
Saka we are possessors of all things.
Isutiri varidzive zvinhu zvose.
Takangombira nguva yacho takati kete.
We are just waiting for the switch. Put us in control. And we'll say we are here, the owners, the right.
Hallelujah!
Amen. That is what we want to remind one another.
Honestly,
some of these are the
things. Being honest.
Right in our midst. Other people have got an expectation. Others have become, or they now have an expectation that's facing this direction.
Others have an expectation.
Others had an expectation. But now the expectation that was leading the other way was moving right. And then the other camp was aggrieved. Now we are saying, beloved, the word has come.
It
is saying we are the possessors. Do not be disturbed. Do not be involved in quarrels with one another. We are the owners. Let us go a little bit with the subject and see the way of the ministry of God. Because the reading of the scripture,
it says,
it appears like we are poor, but yet we are rich. As if we don't have, but we are possessors.
Amen.
Amen. You know, brothers and sisters, right now, we might not have anything to show. But the underlying issue is that we are possessors of all things.
That is enough to stabilize the bride.
Where have you heard such things? That we are the owners of everything. Now, my brethren, let's see. You also, where they were having those courts for those judgments, you go there and you say, I've got my submission. Because the people we are not yet cognizant or don't understand this issue.
No,
this issue is only understood by those who are here. And you say,
lady, my lord, whatever.
Your worship. Justice. I've got this citation here.
Judge Escort, I'm not entertaining insanity here.
Judge, I didn't Please
take this man to the psychiatrist before you have many problems upon him.
Because they don't understand these things. But that is the full truth of the matter. If it was spoken by men, we would have questions, maybe doubt. Or
other
times thinking you are dreaming.
But
these things were declared by Almighty God.
And God has no word to
waste.
Every word that He speaks is so precious and powerful as He is.
Amen.
Amen.
As we are looking into our subject, beloved
saints.
Now these words, they have been spoken out of the Bible. Let's just go into the issue. As we investigate the nature of men.
Right. Unoziva here kuti munhu.
Do you know that man?
Atomboziva kuti iwewe Mwari akakuita chii?
Does not know the position that God placed you.
What God has made you.
Mwari zvakakuita.
And then He looks down upon you and belittles you.
Anokutarisira pasi okuita munhu mudoko.
And even write you off as useless.
Obatoti hapana chinombobuda apa abatsire. Because he is looking as a man.
He is
looking with the natural eye. Now the natural eye cannot see everything. Let me tell you something to challenge you. Even you. You may fail to realize what God has made you.
You may not even know. But let me tell you, on you there is a verily part.
God plays a verily, verily part on you.
Because God has a purpose on you.
Now listen to what God does.
Our God does.
Amen.
If
he's coming to you
achida kuinitiate ministry yako,
and wants to initiate your ministry, he calls you. He does not say a fearful man,
a coward or something.
He calls you according to the way he knows you, by the calling he called you. We together.
Iwewe man,
now
you might be even doing the opposite. This is illustrated in Judges 6 by Gideon. Gideon was hiding from the Midianites. Going the cowardice direction. He was going the cowardice direction. But verily, verily, God had made him for the brave and courageous direction.
Asimarika, anga akati muumba maziro kwazvo kuti agoenda munzira yeushingi.
When God came,
Mwari pakauya,
He addressed him.
Akamudana.
Mwari anamboti iwe mbwende uri kuitei
apa? God did not say, "You coward, what are you doing there?"
Manheru anohamba zvinodikanwa.
This evening, my brothers and
sisters, your God does not call you coward.
Mwari wako hasikuzo kuti mbwende.
He is telling you, you possess everything. And when God came to Gideon, He addressed him, He said, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." So, and Gideon was in panic, was hiding, was doing this, but God addressed him as a mighty man of
valor.
And the angel told him, say, verily, you are going. After he asked it and questioned, maybe to, for clarification, he said, why are these things falling upon us if God be with us? Then the angel said, verily, verily, go in thy might.
Now, when was that power instilled in him?
He said, go in thy mighty. Because why you possess all things? Thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
Have
I not sent thee? Amen.
Amen.
Let's come to another example. Where people are not aware of what God has done upon them. You know the servant of Elisha called
Gehazi.
He was not aware of the very tight security that was upon them. That tight security that encompassed them. And he was in panic. When the Syrian army was coming,
Elisha
might have said to him, I say unto you,
did not fear
not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Because why? We possess all things. Tight security is ours. Not by people who sleep. Not by watchmen that are defeated. That can be shot down or anything. Ours is 24 hours. 365 days a year.
To
eternity. When eternity strikes, then it ceases.
So Gehazi.
Was not aware of this. And then the prophet told him what God was seeing upon them. Gehazi was seeing an army to come to kill them. But God was seeing his protection upon the people. Amen.
Amen.
And also then, Elisha was representing God. He had then to pray and say, please open the eyes of the young man to see you, verily, verily, what is around here. And he saw a mountain full of horses and chariots of fire. Tonight, we are mapping those things across to this place. Elisha lived his time. But Isu Jisuta Panyanga.
Now we are the people that are leading this thing.
Tizuta Mudariro.
We are the ones that are taking center stage.
No kuti hakuna kumakugaita ngirozi izvozvo.
Because there is no other place where those angels can be found.
Kusara kwepano.
Save this place.
You believe the angels of God are here?
Imi munotenda here kuti ngirozi dzamari dziri pano?
Do you really believe signs?
Munozvitenda here?
So let it be.
Ngazvive saizvozvo.
Hallelujah. And even the same applies to Mary the Virgin.
He was thinking, oh, I'm a village girl. I'm a village girl.
Ah, see, Girozi, you are highly favored among all the women.
But the angel came to tell her, kuti wakarupa vadzwa pakati pemhandara dzose.
Hanzi, Mwari vanewe.
God is with thee.
Wakaropa vadzwa iwe pakati pemadzimai ese. You are
highly favored amongst all the women.
Iye asingatozviziva.
She did not know that.
Saka unogona ngosingazoti Mwari wakakuitei.
You might not know what God has made you.
But when God comes to address you, please accept.
Asi kana mari vauya kuzokudana nezita rako chairo kana nenzvimbo yako gamuchira.
Haigona kuramba.
Do not refuse.
Pane nyaya inogara iri controversial to the people who don't understand scriptures.
There is an issue that's always controversial to them that don't even
understand. I think it's Psalms 82 verse 6.
Psalm 82 verse 6.
You know, I say you are God.
But did not muri vamwari.
Then the people of the world begin to shake their heads.
Vanhuvenyika vanotanga kuti kana.
And you know what, when they are actually giving you a fault, they, when they are laying a fault upon you.
Kana vakuda kupomera mhosva manje.
And uyu.
This one.
Ari kuzviti ndimwari
kwacho. He is calling himself God.
Handisiri ndadaro.
I am not the one that said it.
Bible ndoradaro.
It is the scripture that has said it.
Saka iwe ukatoramba ndiwewo.
No, if it is you that's refusing.
Nokuti wadzaira maziso ako akaberekwa muzvivi, akangofunga rurama, asingade kuona zvinotaurwa naMwari.
Been shaped in iniquity that refuse what God has said.
Wakadzaiswa naSatani.
Satan has made you to get used to that. He put you in that state. That is how we preach in the fields out there. Now Satan made you to get used to this whilst you're coming up. When you get ill, you go to the witch doctors and they give you weeds and roots. That is all that you know. And you having to carry things that don't have any relevance. And some customs that's not helpful. And you have become well versed in those things, and that's all you know.
And there's such a quality to challenge you.
Now that is a challenge.
That
is why Brother Branham said 86% of the conversions are done before age 21. That is a fact. That is a truth. Then Brother Branham went on to say,
the
older ones might trickle in, but rarely. Most of those people would have become more set in their ways. That is the challenge in the rural way.
These things, you know,
now these things, the Sikamtanda is the witch doctors, they. You can speak about those and hint at them and try other tricks. Then you think things are fine. Now, one of these years we thought it was fine. Because when they came, then the people gave him a cold shoulder.
And
they think things are moving right. But those crooks, the same ones, they sat down.
It says we
might not succeed. We might not even succeed if we slacken. Now let us go and see. Right in the village, there's something that's taking people's wives. Now he came with that corner.
And
took the young men and that's where they got their redemption. But we are still calling. We are still challenging. We will not tire.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now, beloved. Now to them that are 21 and below, that's the age for you to be converted. That is where the net caught up with us. And we were swallowed up and we are in it still.
Right.
Now let's go to this man, Abraham.
Abraham was called to a place of duty.
Abraham akadanwa panzvimbo yebasa.
There was a geographical place. Where Abraham was supposed to perform his duty to God. Not in the air of the Chaldeans. There were detractors there. Unbelievers. You know what? God has designated where you are supposed to be working for Him. God is so particular about places. That is why He gave a specific instruction, a clear specific instruction to Abraham. Say, go to the land of Moriah.
Doko saka, mare vakanyatso nanga kuna Abraham, kuti enda kunyika yandataura.
On the specific mount that I'll show you, there you are going to sacrifice your child.
Apo pagomora ndichakutaurira, ndopa uchapirisira mwana wako.
Brothers, let's just, you know what, there are places where you are called of duty.
Pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzaunodanwa nabasa.
Let's just come here a little bit. A brother might be respected here as a fine brother, a fine young brother. And he gets married. Then he gets transferred to Mashingo or Mutare. Him who was being respected here as a faithful brother, he'll be then being respected in Mutare as a deacon. Because that is his place of duty. Or as a minister there. So there are several places that God has ordained or destined. Where certain things are supposed to be done. Somebody will be respected here as a faithful single sister. And we know he as a faithful single, our faithful single sister here at
Eastleigh.
But maybe he may transfer to UK, USA, or South Africa. And there he will be called to a place of duty as a housewife. So we possess all things. Sisters, why are you backsliding? For certain reasons that you don't want to disclose to the deacons. Know that we possess all things. Maybe your place in the, to assume that duty is not easily. Just wait upon the Lord. God will do mighty things upon your life. For they that wait upon the Lord, them are going to renew their strength. Why don't you wait upon the Lord? Where are you going? I'm declaring that we possess all things.
Right?
No.
Why are you rushing there? You think there is something? Remember the issue that was pointed out by Brother Chandimara.
So this Abraham was not such a special person. He was not important or anyone. He was just married to his sister Sarah. Called at 75 years to a life of service. And that also included
Sarah.
Brother, give us we possessing all things.
Possessing all things.
Which was preached in 1962, 6 May. We want to read something from there. Page 8. We want to take it from page 8.
Page 8.
Right. 39. And right here, we could start. I believe that when God calls a man to service, if he is a married man and has a helpmate, he calls his wife with him because they two are one. So wherever we find letter,
On that, God possibly would have killed Sarah when she doubted the angel's message.
25
years later,
25
when they were sitting under the oak that day, but when she loved, when the angel told her, or told Abraham that she was going to be a mother, and Sarah laughed within herself and said, how could I, old, 90 years old, and her husband, 100 years old?
You know, Sarah akasekera moyo, akati, ndine makore 90, murume wangu ane makore 100.
His womb had been dried up for years.
Chibereko chake changa chapwa.
And his body was as good as dead. Then how could she ever have pleasure with her husband again, and she loved to herself? And the angel with his back turned to the tent said, why did Sarah
laugh?
And she denied it. And that is telling God to his face that he is wrong. And that we have took your life. But God could not take
Sarah
because she was part of
Abraham.
And she was in the covenant with him. So she had to go with him. So he could not take Sarah without taking part of Abraham, for these two are one.
Saka Isaac gona kutora Sarah asina kutorawo chimwe chikamu muna Abraham nokuti vavira ava chinhu chimwe.
42. A beautiful type of us today.
Mufananidzo wakanaka wedu isu
nhasi. Unworthy.
Tisina kukodzera.
Worth of death.
Saka kodzera rufu.
When we sin.
Patinotadza.
But God cannot kill us.
Asi Mwari havagoni kutiuraya.
Because we are part of Christ.
Nekuti tiri chikamu chaChrist.
That is our grace. Because we are in union with Christ. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Union with Christ. Here is a sentence of caution. Here is something being given which you are supposed to be cautious about. So therefore, our sins, when we do them, we ought to quickly confess them that they are wrong. Because God will take our life. But the blood answers in our place. And God just can't cross that blood. He just can't do it. Because it is a promise that he won't do it. So he can't break his own promise. So God has got himself as it was sewed up. Yes. He can't break his promise. And he promised it through the blood. Whosoever believed has eternal life. And he cannot break that promise. Amen.
Amen.
We possess all things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. So Abraham, he came to a place, he took his father, his nephew, and some group of people. And the father died right away. And Lot separated after arguments on the grazing land. And then Lot went to live in
Sodom.
Yet he was part of
Abraham.
Why? Because God gave the land to Abraham and all that was in the land. And Abraham ate it. He was an heir to that land. And to everything that was in the land. Because God said, look east, west, north and south. All those things, they belong to you. And your seed after you. All yours. Now, as they separated, Abraham had
a difficult life.
As he wrote his Nzaifamba.
But things were flowing on Lot's side.
As he akange ari muzivi.
But he was deep in sin.
Amazango.
My brothers and sisters.
How sin looks pleasant to an unconverted eye.
Chino itaunge chino nakiza kune zisori sina kutendeuka.
Lord, I'm going to ah, chere, ndiri mutendi chete.
So to say, as long as I'm a believer.
That's not enough.
Hazvina kukwana.
And ndotenda muna Mwari, saka ndotadza sei kuenda ku Sodoma.
I believe in God, so I can still go to Sodom and prosper.
That's not it, brother.
Sandizo, hama.
You see that? Hazviso, hama dzinodikana.
That's not so, brothers and sisters.
Haikona ungopinda ah, ndiri brother, ungopinda mune mama situations.
Yeah, but I'm a believer, so I can do this and
Fanga zvinotaura mama yeten, anzenda unoparidza mupau.
Says he's telling the heathens that now I'm going to go and preach in the beer hall and the pub.
Anzenda unoparidza mupau.
I'm not going to go to the
tavern. Amen, kana paine vanenda zvako kunoparidza mupau.
Don't know if there are others that go to the tavern to preach.
I'm supposed to keep off that ground.
Handitomboendi and fane kutsika kuno ukoko.
So Abraham had to separate from everything that was, in fact, not perfect before God. He separated himself from Sodom. That is what we have got to do. Because God calls us for a total separation. To shine all appearance of evil. Don't sit on his ground. No matter how nice it looks like.
Abraham was clever and secret.
I believe the royal seed of Abraham is also careful.
We
have got to be careful, brothers and sisters.
Christianity is not being just. Christianity means to be lively and enlightened by scripture.
And Abraham separated himself and took the way with the Lord despised if you.
Abraham
taking the way with God's people.
No matter the cause, you must move with God's people. You must be ready.
Go there
and serve at the place you've been summoned.
You know what? To be honest, this statement, wherever he might call you.
You know, I begin to think.
Zimbabwe,
if it's in Zimbabwe,
right.
It will be fine. What if he calls you to other lands? In the Middle East where there is lots of terrorism.
Where he might call you to amen.
Amen. Then he calls you to Iraq. ISIS.
Wenda. Or you're
going to the lands of South Africa there.
You have got to be sure that God called you there.
Unofana kuvane chokwadi kuti Mwari akudana ikoko.
We should be sure of our election and calling.
Tinofana kuvane chokwadi nokudanwa nokusanangwa.
It's the high time we be sure, brothers and sisters.
Nguva yakwana kuti tive nechokwadi nokudanwa kwedu.
So here, there is Abraham,
you know, Abraham
in the place of Mamre.
Mamre.
Then there is the Lot there in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Then you know what happened?
No, there's a guy tiga.
A war erupted there.
Pakavani kuru wakana ne undo.
King Chadolema.
Mambo Shedoromeo.
Together with his allies.
Nevango vakiva ishandi zana nawo.
They came to attack that place.
Pakayo zuru isanzimboi.
And captured that whole belt.
The
kings of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot included. His wife included. His daughters included. And now, let's see Lot with a chain maybe. May I swear chain?
mayor of the city.
Nobody was able to the mayor.
Because he's been captured, they don't know who you are. They put a bell on his neck and it's ringing as he goes.
Nobody is
because they're saying he's the mayor. The bell is ringing.
Because you never have my right to go and get told what kind of a captain
would be stripped when you're captured. And he has become a slave.
And the wives and the daughters being ravished at any time. And maybe, probably, he may die anytime. He wants to die anytime. He's a slave. But the news filtered to Abraham. And said, Lord, your brother's son is captured. And Abraham had said, God, you told me that if I would obey and walk in there, in this land, if I would obey you, you give this land to me. It belongs to me. And Lot is part of me.
Lot,
therefore, I am going after him.
Abraham says, no way. I have got no son of mine can be captured. No son of mine can be put to these tasks.
Said, preacher, what do you mean? You know a slave. You can be subjected to any task. Like what Samson was being actually told you to do, like sport or anything. You can be subjected to anything
inhumane.
Like
in those times, Abraham Lincoln got to a place.
And he saw
a big belly old black man.
And
then
there
is a big woman, a black woman.
$5 from Tenezawa. $5 from Tenezawa. $6 from Tenezawa. Who can give me $6 from
Tenezawa?
To bridge to Sierra there. No, to breed him.
So that he can be wife to that lady that's standing there.
Now,
the taskmasters
to
the slaves.
They would be hearing it.
How come they know some of those other names? They know this one is Chiera.
So now when they are auctioning, they use market language.
That is what they do. Long back. They would not tell you about the totem. But now these, when they study the totem,
they
were bringing out the totem names and all.
So that is the same thing that happened, that will be happening in the slavery.
Those are itika kumsika yivaranda.
You see, so Abraham said, now, comrades.
So Abraham said, my comrade.
Leo payawa pamberi ne hondo manje.
Now we are moving with the war cry.
But now I'm jare wa kutaura zvima comrades panapa.
Old man, you're speaking about comrades.
Unozva kuti izvire kuti comrade rinoreve.
Do you know what that word means?
In 1978, way back then,
way back, after school,
ndakati ndakuenda kumusha.
I was going to the village.
Ndopandakapura napa township ndikaona paumbuka zvechokwadi.
And I passed through the township, then there was trouble right there.
Ndakaona kuti zvechokwadi township yaumbuka hapasina upenyu wanga uripo.
There is no life on the township.
Ndopandasvika kumusha.
And I go to the village.
Ndopanda kudzwana nzadzi yangu zvakazene zvoti takaunganidzwa.
I was told by my sister yesterday we were gathered.
Gare gare mane rondakanzwa pamudzi. Sadza, hanzi sadza.
And they were saying sadza.
One
old man was saying that. He was telling, bring us sadza here. And we saw the gorillas there. And one started explaining what the word comrade
is. And his name was
called Comrade Special Mandepu.
Comrade Special Mandepu,
comrade. And they said, comrade. It means a friend in blood
relation.
Now
I. Comrade,
if comrade means a blood friend.
Comrade,
I am a feather or a higher comrade. Because I am not a blood friend of the blood of men. I am a friend of the blood of God. Because Jesus' blood was God's blood. It wasn't the blood of Mary. It wasn't the blood of Joseph. It was the blood of Almighty God.
Oh,
comrades, are you there? Let me read the spoken word for you there.
Confirmation and evidence.
Confirmation and evidence.
620621.
Yes, 620621.
Right. E3.
Paragraph
E3. And then in the presence of those two men. Cleopas and his friend.
Cleopas Nisha Maria.
He did something just like he did before. Before your crucifixion. By that they knew that you were risen from the dead. Right. And alive among the people. They hurried quickly to their. And said, truly the Lord. And tonight I'm bringing the same message. I said tonight. Comrade. Jesus Christ is risen.
Jesus Christ is risen. In those times they give themselves names.
And the comrade,
I'm comrade, I've died for this land.
Comrade
Tafirinika.
Tonight,
Mani Ruan,
I'm not comrade Tafirinika.
And this is comrade Tafirinika.
But it is comrade Tafire Shoko.
But I'm comrade Tafire Shoko.
Comrade Tafire Denga.
Comrade Tafire Denga.
Fine, we just say it well, but we know our permanent name, but we are. So we know then, Abraham pursued those people.
You know, Abraham,
those kings of Chadeloma and everything. Abraham,
what gave Abraham the strength? What gave him the courage?
Amen. Yes, sir.
He knew that those were trained soldiers.
Says
those ones are warriors.
Abraham.
What did he look at?
Abraham.
He looked at the promise that he was given by Almighty God.
Brother, you don't look at anything.
Brother,
you look at the promise.
Now, listen to this, brethren.
The size of
the army and the number of
experience and the
experience
that is Abraham.
It did not stop Abraham.
Nobody, he knew that he was under the directorship of God, the chief general.
Then he said, victory is mine.
And akaenda akandovarakasha.
And he went there and he smote them.
Akavaduchika.
And he smote them again.
Akavaswenga.
And he smote them heavily.
Akavaswetedza.
And he utterly destroyed them.
Vakafa kuchifi.
And they died properly.
Then he brought Lot and the little one. In the little kingdom, back again to their homeland. That is a type of Christ in
Abraham.
Coming after the enemy had captured everything upon us. And Christ comes us to restore us. To bring us back again. Then let's see what happens after the victory. Okay, quickly let's go to the book Possessing All Things, page 11, paragraph
52. Possessing All Things, page 11, paragraph 52.
Right. Now we find in this great victory, great story that Abraham on the road back, coming back after the victory was over.
Tiri kuona nyaya iyi kuti mushure mekukunda kukuru Abraham ari munzira mushure mekunga abva kuhondo akunda.
He met the possessor of heavens and earth.
Akasangana nemuridzi wedenga nenyika.
Melchizedeki. Which is the king of Jerusalem?
Anova mambo we Jerusalem.
King of Salem.
Mambo we Salem.
Which is Jerusalem?
Anova Jerusalem.
Which is the king of peace?
Mambo weru gare.
Which is the king of righteousness.
Mambo weru rama.
He had no father.
Anga asina
he had no mother.
Asina mai.
He never did begin.
Hana magumo.
He never will end.
Hana magumo.
So that was nothing else but the Almighty. He met him on the road home from the slaughter of the king. He met the possessor, the one who owned all things, met him on the road back. What a glorious thing. I like this. Abraham was heir to all by the promise. So he could lay claim on everything that was in the land. And the land itself. Abraham had been given the promise. Now we understand that Abraham was the poorest man in all the country. Because he lived out in the desert. And lived in peace with God. And Lot rich lived in the city and became the governor of the city. Lord, he sat in the gate.
Lord, I know Fumi, I gara, I was Tunga Mira Guta.
He was a judge and judged the city.
Angar Mutunga Chitunga Guta.
And at all the riches and things.
Anga I know Fumi, where sin is Jimish.
But Abraham was in the test.
Abraham Angar Murenje.
Perhaps the poorest man in
Buddha.
The land.
And
he had claimed to possess
all.
Amen. That is what I like. And tonight, we may not be rich in this world's goods, but we possess all things. Prophet, but I like that.
Then the brother Bram says, I like that.
The old song that we used to sing years ago. My father is rich with houses and lands. He holds the wealth of the world in his hand. Rubies and diamonds. And silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. And we are a possessor of it. Because we are a child of the king. Amen. The child always falls heir, we know, alright? Abraham could lay a hold on it, yet poor. His cattle was starving.
zvipfuyo zvake zvakanga zvisina mafuro.
Lot took the best ground.
Lot ndiye akatora mafuro akanaka.
His water was short.
Mvura yake isakwana.
What days and his men had been in trouble.
Nevafudzi vanga vari matambudziko.
And everything looked like gone wrong for Abraham.
Zvaita kunge zvatsveyama kuna Abraham.
Yet he owned the whole thing.
Asika chinhu ichanga chiri chake.
And today,
nasi,
the true believer is cast out from among the people.
Mutendi wechokwadi akabviswa akarashikwa pavanhu.
Called a fanatic.
Obanzi mbengereki.
Holy roller.
Muumburuki.
Or some kind of an insulting name.
Kana rimwe remazita aya ekusvora.
Vakomana. Hongu tingangoita zvonzi mafanatics.
We might not be called fanatics.
As bane imwe nyaya.
But there is one issue.
Nyaya yatishungurudza kwazvo.
One thing that is troubled us.
Pane mumwe munhu akakoromora zvinhu zvake.
There is one man that had, that has got a thing that they started.
Akaita atrocities ake.
And he committed atrocities.
Munhu uyu akabvenga ari pakati pedu kudhara.
Now this man was in our midst a long time ago.
Ndabvatasos.
And then we parted company.
Nokuti pane zvimwe zvine nyanga zvava zvamira.
Because there were other things that were coming out.
Zvinochoona hama dzinodikanwa.
Now look at this, brothers and sisters.
Panapa takatikitira. Vanhu vakatikitira panapa.
People are looking at this place.
Vanhu vakatikitira panapa.
People sweated on this place.
Vamwe vakarara nenzara.
Others slept on empty tummies.
Vachivaka nzvimbo inei.
Building this place.
Zvinezvi takamirira makombi.
Now what we're waiting for kombi.
Topinda mukombi.
And we get into the kombi.
Tikizwa zvimwe zviri kutaurwa.
And we hear the stories, the conversation.
Ipapa pakaoma.
That is hard for sure.
Pakaoma.
That is in a hard thing.
Rimwe zuva ndakati ndaparidza kunhamo yemukoma wangu.
One day after I preached at my brother's funeral.
Ndakati mumwe achiri kumenda kuti hazvana zvakanaka
zvana zvakanaka. Saying, this was good.
Ndabata sangana nawo mumwe mumwe imwe church.
And I met him. Which church do you go to?
Ndakati end time message.
End time message.
Mai mai mai. Zvakabva zvangobuda.
Kanzo ndimi vava.
Zvakabva zvangobuda zvokuti panze pekuti ti appreciate nyaya yeshoko. Nyaya dzakutodzipenda.
We are now defending. No independent.
Vakomana ka. Ndivo zvacho zvakutaura mama zita ekuduka.
Insulting names that are being spoken of in the court.
Rimwe zuva.
The other day.
Takati tademana nevamwe vacho.
After we had.
Takasangana nevamwe vasikana ma sister. The so called sisters.
We met with some of those sisters.
Ndokubva tatemana tatanga kutemana manje.
We started. Talking about
Takatanga manje.
And we started.
Ndabasanzi nene the so-called sister waikoko.
And that sister said.
Zvikanzi ma brother anochaziva shoko.
Says you brothers don't know the word.
Makutokundwa nesi ma sister kuziva shoko.
Now we the sisters know the word better than you.
Ndobadadetsera ndikati.
And I shouted and said.
Hamuziva shoko.
You don't know the word.
Munoziva upombwe.
You know adultery.
Nae varume.
Now you men.
Tosekerera mauta ekatsungeni wakamwe mukaka here.
Shall we entertain this kind of talk?
And some kind of insulting name.
Nemongo mazita ekuti
some kind of a religious fanatic.
Onzi uri mupengereki pamwe ya.
And yet is the heir to the whole heavens and earth.
Mujikiwe naka kudenga rose nenyika
yose. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth.
Vakaropafadzwa vanyoro nekuti vachagara nhaka yenyika.
Oh my, talk about push you out of a cabin or somewhere.
Kuti ndokuburisa kubva mukabin kana zvimwe zvakada.
And hardly enough money to pay rent or your rent you, but yet you own it all.
Mari yekutobhadhara rent iri kunetsa asi ndiwe muridzi wazvo zvinhu zvacho.
Have to work and toil and sweat for a few dollars to make an earning.
Woshingaira kuti ungowana madhora mashoma nana kuti
honestly living to put shoes on children's feet.
Uchishingaira kupfekedza vana.
And to feed the little hungry mouth.
Nekupa chikafu miromo
iyi. And yet you own, you are heir to everything that's here.
Iwewe uriwe muridzi wezvinhu zvacho zvese.
The meek shall inherit
vanyoro vachagara naka
the earth They possess it. Oh my, I like that. Possessor of the earth. What is? The believer. The believer has a title abstract, title deed.
Mutendika ane mvumo kunaka yakakwana.
That is right by Jesus Christ.
Kuburikiza na Jesu Kristu.
That he shall be the possessor of this entire universe.
Iye ndiye achava muridzi wenyika ino.
That is right, the mixture in here is the end.
Do parino taura richiti vanyoro vachagara
vanhu. Ama dzinotaura. Apa hapasi kutaura pamusoro pe ketato DK ke 200 square meters yako kana 300 square meters yako kana 400 square meters kana 2000 square meters.
2000 square meters.
Pari kutaurwa title deed.
It's a title deed.
Yepasi rese.
The whole universe.
Na universe yese.
The whole universe.
Tisu varidzi ve title deed rimwe.
We are the owners. We have got the title deed to the moon, to the sun, to Jupiter, to Mars, to Pluto, to
all
the planets discovered and undiscovered.
Oxygen.
The title deed to oxygen. Title deed to nitrogen. The title deed to all the regas.
Yeah, we've got the title to that.
They are ours. They are ours.
We possess all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Let me rush. Let him go to paragraph 62.
Paragraph 62.
I am an heir of all things. Amen. It is given to me. I am an heir. I can claim everything that God promised me. There you are. It is mine. How do you get it? Something you do? No, sir. It is an unmerited gift that God gave us. And it is ours. It belongs to us. Satan can not hold it if you go to him. If you go to him in the scriptural authoritative word with the faith and say, it is mine, lay it down. Amen, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me rush. I just want to read finish this quotation. I'm rushing. I'm skipping some of the quotations so that we can finish up. Right. We want to go there on page 18, paragraph 88.
Page 18, paragraph 88.
Did you notice in the Corinthians here, in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, even of death, we possess death. Think of it. Possess death. Yes, sir. Amen. It reminds us. Amen. Right. Well, glory. I for Prophet and why I tell Ram Sorfelko, Pokoputiko, I tell Foot, yes, there's no Kangan ways.
Abraham was speaking about the explosion of the gun and he says, I've forgotten about that.
Why didn't she kill me?
Say, yes, Nagundura.
Because he couldn't. That is why God wasn't ready. He could come as much as he wanted to. But he can take you. Amen, glory. I paid my debt to that a long time ago when I believed on Jesus Christ, who is alive forevermore. Now, death listens to what we say. Amen.
Amen.
You say a possessor of death.
What do you mean? Dimari zero.
That is what Paul said here in Corinthians.
Corinthians.
Death, even we possess it. Why? When they were fixing to cut his head off, he said, oh death, where is your sting? Where is your sting? Show me where you can scare me.
Death said, I will squeeze you down and put you down in the grave, and you will not, you will rot and canker. That is what the eye is used to see.
But we possess eternal life. But we possess resurrection. We know of resurrection. We are seen as living. We are seen as having eternal life. God Jesus is eternal peace. Because we come from God. We are part of God. We cannot perish. Even as much as God cannot perish. So that is what your eyes are used.
Do.
Let it be known that this life of this body is a shadow of what real life is.
Okay.
You said, all thanks be to God who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, death and hell and the grave, I possess it because He conquered it for us. Right. Let me read paragraph 95, then go to other quotations. I'm an heir of divine healing. I'm an heir of joy. I got a right to be happy. So what makes you so happy? I am exercising my right to be happy. That is what I am exercising my right for. Right. How do you know? Because I am an heir to it. Amen. I feel religious. Yes, I'm an heir to happiness. I'm an heir to joy. I'm an heir to peace. I'm an heir to eternal life. I'm an heir to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm an heir to every evidence that is God. I'm an heir to the authority of God. Who made you that? Not me. He did. He did. Receiving end.
I am on the receiving end.
Every one of you is heir to the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We want to hurry and close now. Right. Let's read first. We want to read 2 Corinthians 12. Second Corinthians 12.
Chapter 12.
And see how this, what we are talking about, was manifested in Paul. He lived it out himself and he experienced it. That is why he's coming up with this. Right. Verse 7 to 9. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. We possess all things. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Mostly glad, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Galatians 4. If there is somebody with an infirmity, he might be an apostle, or a preacher, or a minister, or a pastor,
What is the attitude of the congregation toward him? What are you to do with a brother? What are you to do with him? Let's go to Galatians 4.
Verse 13.
You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at first.
Munoziva kuti ndakakuparadzira evhangeri pakutanga nokuda kwokurwara munyama.
Muri panzwisisa? And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not.
Nechinhu icho changa chiri panyama yangu zvakanga chiri muidzo kwamuri hamuna kuchizvidza.
No, rejected.
Kana kuchisema.
Chinzwai manje. But you received me as an angel of God. Even as Christ Jesus Christ.
Sa iye Kristu Jesu.
Where is then the blessedness you spoke of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me.
Zvino kufara kwenyu kurepiko. Nokuti ndinokupupurirai kuti kana maigona maitumbura meso enyu mukandipa iwo.
Saka maapostora uyu, maapostora mukuru.
This great apostle.
The great Bible expositor.
Anozarura Bhaibheri pachena.
Aive nedambudziko remaziso.
He had an infirmity with the eyes.
That is why I'm saying we possess all things.
Ndokusaka ndiri kuti tiri varidzi vezvinhu zvose.
Tiri pamwe tete here.
Are we together?
Danga ari mazuvano.
If it were today.
Mwari aiti nyasha dzangu dzakakwanira Pauro.
God would say my grace is sufficient for you.
Tenda kuna optician, doctor, pastor, mukangani upuwe magirazi upeke.
Go to the doctor, optician, pastor, mukangani and get some spectacles to put on.
Apostle Paul, what on your test?
Apostle Paul.
Varai zisi wapa apostle.
Close one eye.
Verenga ya apa apostle.
Read this letter.
Right,
close the other one. Can you read
it? Right, Zanaka
apostle.
Right,
apostle. How is he?
And amen, brother.
That is better. God bless you, amen.
Apostle Paul,
then the apostle Paul comes.
Musuwe Sonto.
On Sunday.
Petwa line up.
Then there is a line.
Sonzi vesevane zvirwere uyai pano.
And he says, those that are sickly, come.
He's
putting on spectacles.
We possess all things.
Whether you are having infirmity with your eyes or something, even the blind people must come. And then they prayed for.
Brother vane chirwere chemaziso.
A brother with infirmity in the eyes.
Oh. Una akaso kuva vari kuita maziso kwapera wena.
My eyes are squinting, they are fine.
Brother, we possess all things.
Mama tirimuri zvezvinhu zvose.
Ko uya vamwe brother.
Then one other brother comes.
Vona matingo vakapfeka magirazi.
And he was putting on spectacles, he prayed for.
Oh. Vobvisa magirazi vakutoona wena.
Take them away, you sing properly.
Brother, Apostle Paul. My grandson, I chatted with him. Sorry, now.
He leaves them at the pulpit.
See, but I forget you could at this one.
The power of the gospel is being demonstrated.
Hey!
Why? How?
Brother, can you not imagine? Don't avoid.
If you're being prayed for, don't avoid.
The pastor is got spectacles, but I've got spectacles.
And you are avoiding the one with spectacles.
Brother, let me tell you. There is power in a consecrated and sacred office. We possess all things. Paulo, akanga asina simba chete rekusvinudza mapofu.
Paul, not only did he have power to open the eyes of the blind.
Aitoone simba rekutombovhara maziso evari kuona vachaiva.
He had the power to shut the eyes of them that even see.
Be blind for a season.
Hanzi mimi mboyai mapofu
pechinguva. Because they were detractors of the gospel.
Vari vasoropodzi vevhangeri.
We possess all things. Right. Right, let's see also another thing. In the Old Testament, there were priests who were called Levites.
They did not have land. They would wait for the tithe of them that would plow. But they could pray for the fields to have bumper harvest.
Because their office was consecrated. We are talking of the attitude of the congregation towards an informity or something they might not understand.
Brothers,
they have
cattle, mines, or anything.
But
they would go to the crows of the people and they pray. They would pray that the cattle would bring in offspring in double or in triplets. Quadruplets.
Why? We possess all things.
Let me tell you, beloved brother, if you need a car, don't go to the pastor who's got a big car to pray for you. One preacher who doesn't have a car like me can pray for you even tonight.
Brother, unoita zibongo re motokari.
And you will have a fearful, fearsome car with the wheel at the back.
No good, I am commissioned. The ministers are commissioned to pray. No good, vakatuma. Iwo chavo kunamata.
Their duty is to
pray.
And you, your duty is to receive. That is the commission that was given to the Levites.
Brother, what are you? Ano gara ku ana imba. Ana asindu kuda imba.
But I want a house.
Brother, eh, I see you nyaya you.
No, that's not the story.
How dare say so so asinene chakitani nyaya.
Look at that. You don't look at that.
No kuti munhu uyu akatumwa.
Because this man has been commissioned.
Brother, unona matirwa ndikunze.
You can be prayed for.
Nemuna ari kugara kumbare.
By somebody who is staying in Mbare.
And you
get a house in Folly John Crescent in
Borode.
Or in the Brook. Or in Shawasha Hill.
No good to say.
Why?
You have believed
in God. Why is
that?
You have put your faith in God. And God has sent a messenger.
Amen. That consecrated and sacred office has got power.
Office yakaeres kwai ine simba.
Brothers,
Mama,
how do you know?
Ko unoziva sei?
Maybe motokari dzamina dzedzi minamate yevatsveneri
vari. Maybe the cars that you own are the prayers of the saints.
That's it.
And the houses that you own.
Dzimba dzamina dzominamate yevatsveneri yakapindurwa iyi.
Prayers of the saints that's been answered.
Pane imwe nguva.
At a certain time,
there's Florence Shakarian.
The sister to Demos Shakarian.
Then came. Ask Brother Branham.
Why am I not performing miracles?
And
he says, your duty is to pray.
God
knows the one he's going to raise up.
Your
duty is to pray.
Hallelujah. Right. This is the beginning of Jesus' name.
Can you put me this
spoken at the beginning of Jesus' fame.
Right. 5306:05. Right. Paragraph 22. God have mercy.
Let us read.
Right. You are chitanga.
The brothers are looking for the place for the court.
The doctor walked into my house.
Doctor akapinda mamang.
He said, my wife said, come and said, Dr. Ade is out on the porch.
Dr. Ade varimom varanda.
Wants to see you. And I had a group of people in the room. I said, put him in the den room. I knew it was something. I went out, I said, what is the matter, doctor? He told me, and he was trying to buy. Billy, do you think the city ought to have a
clinic?
I said, every city ought to have a clinic. He said, it ought to have a good doctor. I said, every city. Said, do you think that I will be counted with a worthy doctor? I said, I don't see who else will be any more worthy. I said, you are sympathetic. He said, most of my practice are poor people.
Really?
Said, I don't go to church as much as I should. But said, they come in if they need surgery. Said, if I give to them, give it to them. I don't even charge them for it. You know?
Say,
that is just the way I serve God. I said, well, that is not correct way of doing it. But that is good. That is good. And I said, that the way you have to do is to be born again. To serve God. And he said, well, I come to ask you a question. I said, I read the Bible where they used to come and ask the people different questions if they were consulting. I said, I've got a problem. Okay, let me just rush over this. And he told me about where he want. And, okay, put this one in. Interpret this one. And he told me about where he wanted to put up a clinic. And he couldn't get that place. That woman wouldn't let him have it at all. I said, let us pray. So we got down to pray. And we go down and pray. What is happening here? This man is a prophet. He has got a consecrated
office.
He is not a medical doctor. But there is a medical doctor. That is why the scripture says we are making others rich. We make others rich. Right. Let's go. Right. So we got down and prayed. He said, there is not another place in the city that I could put it. It was down in a very bad district. I don't seem to like it. Shouldn't be there. While I was praying, I seen another place on the wall and market. In the vision, I see a red brick clinic sitting there. So after prayer, I said, Dr. Ade, forget about that down there. This big lot over there on the corner of Wall and Maple Street, Maple is right in the best spot of the city. The Lord gives you that. Let's go to that scripture again. 2 Corinthians 6. Right. Verse 10. As sorrowful. Yet always rejoicing, as poor. As poor, yet making many rich.
asi tichifumisa vazhinji kwazvo.
There is Dr. Semade.
No, Dr. Semade.
Oh, maybe you know the story. He finally got the clinic. He finally found the place. Okay. Let's go to this one as I wind to a close. The other day, I was standing by this fine, I was going by Tommy Osborne. That sweet Christian brother.
Tommy Osborne.
Tommy Osborne, he was brought to his ministry over there that night when the maniac ran out of the platform to kill me at
Portland.
And then he traveled overseas. And he has done. He is a sainted man, of God. I looked at his great building. He took me through there. How beautiful it was. Right. Then, here come our darling brother, Oral
Roberts.
One of the sweetest men. And the finest man. God has trusted him with great wealth and everything. And there I went to his building. And I went through there and seen all them things built in form of a trinity. No glasses on the side, all imported marble. And the ceiling is aluminium.
Ceiling yacho ndeye aluminium.
All aluminium wires.
Pane wire dzeminya.
All close together, 500 machines.
Takabada nidzwa machine 500.
And something in there, just like an assembly of assembly line.
Vada chimwe chinhu chirimo chakaita kunge assembly line irikupinda imomo.
Running through.
Irimo.
Letters and so forth.
Somebody zvinhu zvakadaro.
I thought, oh my.
Because koini zvangu.
I stepped outside. And I said to Brother Fisher.
Because you Brother Fisher.
That I missionaried with him in Africa.
Missionary Africa.
He was taking me through. And I went in through the mirror and seen those great beautiful hands reaching down like the hands of God and the sinners reaching for him. My heart just jumped for joy. I thought, oh God, how I thank you for Oral
Roberts.
How I thank you for one little old Pentecostal boy born in a dark out over yonder. Could have come up to an amount like that. I said, how I thank you, God. And I stood outside. And I go to myself. And I walked around to get to my car. Then something said to me. It was Satan, he said.
Satan was looking at things from his side.
But what about you? Oro's ministry came off of yours. Making others rich. Oro's ministry came off of yours. So did Tommy Osborne.
Here you are.
These other people had gone IBM machines. They've gone the IBM way. In the commercial world. Now we are now acquiring IBM machines. But now I think it has since been overtaken by some other things. Where is your IBM machines?
IBM machine.
A little old end of a trailer that Brother Leo let me have an office in. A phone sitting in there. And a little second-handed
typewriter.
Ne typewriter yakamboshandiswawo nevamwe.
What about that?
Ko kuzotizvi.
I said, oh, I would sure hate for them to come to see that.
Ha, ine handingadi kuti vauye kuzoona izvi.
Satan says, you see? He can't trust you.
Mara havi menewe.
I said, I guess that is right.
Ha, ndofunga kudaro chokwadi.
See, all the brothers with all, I guess, he just can't trust me, that's all. And I was standing there, looking there, and I got real broke up. I thought, oh God, as hard as I have tried and everything, and then, and I said, then, look what you have done. Just then I heard a voice. Said, but I am your portion. You possess all things. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you possess all things. There is your end time, Abraham. Together with his
Melchizedek.
Surely confirming that I am your portion. And he is the all-in-all. He is the sufficient one. Oh, brother. What more shall we say? What shall justify you to get out of Christ? I say, verily, verily, I say unto you, we possess all things. And I say today, we possess Zimbabwe. And all the universe.
Where
are them rulers of the whole world? I say, where are they?
There
at 2 Carisbrook.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.